brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Andrew and Dave have been holding the longest. I'm going to take their calls, and then I'm going to get into... I've already covered a lot of it, but there's a lot of it I haven't gotten to. I'm going to get into more detail on all this Big Brother news and our government giving A-bomb diagrams and the implosion calculations and designs to Iran. It's just so classic. Ordering one of their CIA assets to go give it to them. I mean, this is how they operate. Andrew in New York, thank you for holding so patiently. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir, and thanks for taking my call. I was contacted by a number of people because friends of mine have been playing all your documentaries on public access throughout Central New York. 99% of the people are now pretty much only maybe 0.1% call in ever and say, oh, nonsense.
Yeah, New Yorkers, upstate New Yorkers especially, and Central New York are great folks. And that's what we found all over the country. Most people resonate with the truth. We're the majority. We're the normal people.
So there was a number of people who contacted me through intermediaries because they're deaf. They want to have you start putting closed captioning into it. I did find out, and I wrote a letter to you, I don't know if you've gotten it yet, and I sent you a check too, what was to start closed captioning everything, starting with, say, maybe 9/11, World of Tyranny, if you want, whatever. But it was the idea that for about $1,200, they'll closed caption a super master tape. Any duplicates you make, I talked to a number of engineers, any duplicates you make, even on a cheap VCR to VCR, it will record the closed captioning. So that will definitely help spread the word.
You mean a closed caption version? How do you activate a closed caption off of a VHS?
Well, I guess it's
you mean, yeah, but here's the deal. Then I got to have closed caption versions in VHS. Then I've got to burn master DVDs and print them up by the thousands. And I appreciate your support. And no, I haven't seen I need to do that. I've tried to get a bigger office. I'm trying to. The problem is I have to micromanage everything, or I don't want to, or it just doesn't happen a lot of the time. And believe me, I want to put my DVDs in a bunch of other languages. I want to put closed captioning on them, and I am a small operation, and believe me, I want to do that, but they're talking about not even letting us have websites if we, quote, don't have it in closed captioning or for the deaf or have it properly formatted, and they're talking about using that as a regulatory tool. I know you're not saying that, but it just turns into a kind of a spiral of, I'm not Disney. I mean, I'm very small.
Yeah, well, that's why I sent the check, too.
Well, I didn't see that check, but what am I supposed to do with the check? I'm not...
Whatever you wish to, sir. As I said, it's an open-ended sort of thing.
I guess I could in the future... I'll file that material and yes, when I make new videos, I'm trying to put I haven't even got some of my old VHS on DVD yet. I need to do that, and I guess I really do want to do that. I want to do closed captioning. I know it's important. So you got a lot of calls, people wanting that.
Yes, sir. One more important thing. Oh yes, a lot of them. One more important thing is, of course, with being pulled over like you were. I found that if I travel with the video camera in the front seat, as soon as the police officer sees that, they usually turn in the opposite direction and run back. And a lot of times now what I do is I put the fake video camera on the dashboard, $20 special blinking light with the battery built in, doesn't even hook up to anything, with the hidden video camera embedded in the dashboard, hooked up to my $150 eBay laptop special, wireless on the internet, going back, making a permanent copy of my home. So I just tell the police officer, look directly into the video camera, speak directly in the microphone, you're live on the internet. So when they smash the fake camera, I touched on the hidden one, too.
I saw a deal where the New York ACLU is going to be paying for people to have cameras.
Well, that's up to them.
Like you got a high-tech setup. Sounds like you're a go-getter. Andrew, all I can say is thank you for airing with... the best news of the day is, and this just mirrors what I've seen, you're saying 90-what percent of people are agreeing?
99.9%. Once every couple other weeks, I'll get one person out of thousands of calls that says, oh, hogwash.
Are they incoherent?
Pretty much, usually.
Do you want to tell us more about that, or are you done?
I think I've pretty much covered all the bases.
All right, thanks, Andrew. Keep it up. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Man, I tell you, every day, Chris Pearson at the Genesis Network comes in and says, got you a new station, got you a new station, got you a new station, or to be accurate, every few days. And I forget which town he just told me. Did you say Callising? I always mispronounce these. I've been all over Montana, but forget all the names. Really cool place. K-G-E-Z. And I'm told that we beat out Michael Savage to be on that station. It's always exciting to kick the fake conservatives off of stations and supplant them with ourselves, and to really get on the air and talk about the actual issues that affect the American people. Oh, we'll talk about how bad the open borders are, and then we'll tell you who's behind it and actually how to stop it. See, that's the difference. We'll talk about how we're for the Second Amendment, and then we'll point out how it's Republican governors all over the place basically eviscerating it. You see, because we don't care if you're a bug-eyed Hillary Clinton or a sniveling George Bush. You tread on the Constitution, we go absolutely ape. But so many new stations signing on with us. It is getting more and more exciting. So I commend all of our new affiliates, all of our affiliates that have been with us for, in some cases, 8-9 years. It is really exciting. But, again, the message is becoming more and more mainstream. More and more of what we've talked about is now just in your face. And if you think that's bad, wait till they start trying to tax you everywhere you go with, oh, by the way, there's a transponder in your inspection sticker that we put in there a year ago, and we're going to charge you. How's that sound? And it's going to be thousands a year on top of everything. How do you like that? 90-plus percent of people are against it in major polls. You see, I mean, every issue we cover, look, I don't pick things according to polls. We hear politicians and presidents and all these people do stuff according to focus groups and these elaborate polls, and that's true to a certain extent. They'll go see what the polls say and then tell you what you want to hear, but they do something completely different. Well, we focus in on their actual programs, their actual operations, their actual government agency policies. And on average, I mean, it's in the 80s. Sometimes it's in the high 90s. But no one, basically, is for what they're doing. Here's an example. They're always acting like Hispanics want open borders and Hispanics love the borders being wide open and that George Bush and the Democrats are just giving them what they want. But then they have major Gallup polls and 65 to 70%, depending on which poll, the number that I see most often year to year is about 67% of Hispanics want the borders controlled and illegal aliens deported. Now, nationally, you average blacks, white, Hispanics, Asians, everybody in together, it's 87 to 89%, depending on which poll you see. Just go look at the polls. But then I hear LULAC and I hear Bush and all these groups and the Ford Foundation up on TV and on the radio saying, oh, well, Bush is doing what Hispanics want. And there are some weak-minded Hispanics who are like weak-minded anybody else, and they hear, oh, the majority are for it. But notice they never cite the majority. Hey, if you're for Hispanics, you're for open borders. And some people go, well, I guess I'm from open borders. They use crafty manipulation, but it isn't working anymore. You know, you're a racist if you're for Border Patrol. And that may work with a few people, a few liberal whites and a few liberal Hispanics. It isn't working anymore with Americans. We know our standard of living is going down. We know it's directly attributed to China and India and, yes, all these Latin Americans and Mexicans and people being shipped in from Eastern Europe. I mean, they'll come in and fire everybody. Everybody. All the workers at a Ford factory, black, white, Hispanic, I don't care what color you are, and they'll literally bring in 5,000 Poles. And they'll stick the Poles 10 to an apartment. This has been in South Carolina newspapers. And then they'll just, in vans, bus in the Poles. And if those Poles get uppity, they'll stick them on an airplane and fly them back to Poland. These are the former people that were building, you know, T-72 tanks for the Ruskies. I mean, it just... I've read a couple books lately, not just on Andrew Jackson, but on George Washington. And it's true. George Washington really can't hold a candle to Andrew Jackson. I mean, really nobody can. But he's still an amazing person. And I'm reading this Ford Foundation written book. Because, I mean, I read what the enemy says. It's called His Excellency, and Please Don't Waste Your Money. Okay? And they use that term that people use for George Washington in the presidency to try to use class warfare on him. And, I mean, the whole thing is twisted lies. It's like they caught that liberal professor up at in Chicago creating false documents that didn't exist, saying that, what was it, 95% of people or something didn't own guns in America and we were anti-gun. I mean, it's just total baloney. It just, I mean, the war started over that. You had almost 100% gun ownership. It was about survival here on the frontier, the ever-expanding frontier westward. And, you know, he's now been kicked out of the university, but he wrote that book saying that. And I tell you, if I had the time to go research this and really do the hard numbers on it, it was just, he would just say over and over again, I haven't finished the book yet, all the evidence shows, by the way, I'm going to be getting this guy on if he'll come on, all the evidence shows George Washington was a liar. All the evidence shows George Washington was wrong. It'll have stuff like, George Washington was angry at the mercantile class in England, which he believed had set the economic system up to impoverish those that were actually producers. This showed Washington's ignorance and lack of understanding due to the fact that he was a pompous ignoramus. I mean, basically, that's what it says. So I'm reading this, getting madder and madder, because I've read the official decrees, you know, in the 1650s by the Royal French Crown developing mercantilism to destroy the burgeoning Renaissance, the Age of Enlightenment, because these middle class was emerging, and they had to get control of these merchants and these producers, and they used it to it was really what fascism or corporatism is. I mean, I happen to have read multiple books on mercantilism. I happen to know what the British government said about it. I happen to know what the French did with it. I happen to know it's the model we're under today. And I've got some Ford Foundation guy who they're all lavishing with big awards, and oh, he's so smart. And I'm telling you, the book from end to end is a smokescreen. See, a whole other side issue. But you know what? People read that. People read this stuff, and this is going to be a balanced account of the founding father, the man of marble, the man who's untouchable. You know, the pathetic accounts of him in the past were just propaganda. The new accounts that I must duly appreciate, and this is how, you know, the first chapters showed how he was basically a piece of filth. But we're going to be balanced here, not like that. We're going to give you a really balanced account. And then it just goes on for page after page, savaging George Washington. I mean, this is the trash running our country. Do you know who the Ford Foundation is? They're sworn to get rid of our borders. They're the ones helping pay for the PR campaigns to get rid of our borders. And by the way, again, China is now dumping the dollar. They went to a basket 6-8 months ago. What is it? Yeah, 8 months ago. Time flies. They went to a basket of currencies away from the dollar being their main currency. Now it's dropping even further. And we're being raped by this. And the Ford Foundation just loves that, too. And then you've got this Ford Foundation fellow who they financed to write this type of stuff. And the average person goes and gets this book that's a bestseller, and, oh, I'm going to find out who George Washington is. And they go and they read this. And look, I'm not saying that the whole thing is an invented fraud like other works that have been exposed as such. It's very craftily done. It's... Well, we can clearly say that it would be ridiculous to not look at the evidence and to say that, you know, that George Washington didn't know what he was talking about. I mean, it's like every page. It's just all opinion. It's editorial. So it's his right to do that. But you've got to feel pathetic. I mean, you know, to be paid for, to be bankrolled, to just badmouth George Washington. I talked about this last Friday. Really, that's not a joke. We have FEMA, special forces type, in a classroom full of cops and firemen saying Thomas Jefferson's a terrorist, George Washington's a terrorist, they were really bad anti-government people, we're fighting the same type of people today, they're not going to give up, and these people are bad, and Christians are terrorists. And then I've got all their manuals saying it. And, you know, I have literally had, and I have trouble reading all the mail. I mean, it's ridiculous now, hundreds of pieces a week. Keep sending it. We look at it. We see it. One of us reads it. And it's just, we're wallowing in data. But I've had cops call in. You've heard them. I've gotten letters from them. I've had them send me other tapes and films of similar FEMA stuff that just never got on the website or never got on TV. Because it's like we're trying to drink out of a fire hose on high here. And it's just, yes, they said the exact same thing in our group. It's the exact, here's a tape of it. Here's the, you know, just, I had to have a whole box when I was filing that 3 years ago with that stuff. Just that. I mean, this is, think about it. Wrap your minds around it. This is who we're fighting. They don't like George Washington. Does that show you how they're bad? They have unlimited money to run around financing books to make the founding fathers look bad. Nothing on how, you know, on average they read, you know, a book every couple days, how they could speak two or three languages, how they could write in Greek and Latin. But you know, George Washington did hate the international bankers. They were aware of who they were fighting. They were aware of the destiny and who they were up against. They were aware of mercantilism and that it wasn't free market, what was happening. And so no amount of propaganda is going to change the nature of mercantilism. And again, the guy does it real craftily. He doesn't even attack the fact that, you know, Hanoverian mercantilism, as the author calls it, was doing this. He just leaves the question open as a neutral but with the connotations of a negative, that it's not true, and then just says Washington was wrong about the particular merchant he thought that was ripping him off with tobacco. When everybody knows that the entire British policy was engineered to, they had laws saying that the colonies couldn't produce hard, durable goods to keep control of them. I mean, it's just not true. I'm going to try to get that sop on the show. All right, we'll come back, take some calls, get into all the other news. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America will eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
More calls to get into all this other news. Dave in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I decided to call in when I heard your thing about the cell phones with the GPS, and I wanted to discuss something that FEMA did during Hurricane Katrina, and I wanted to refresh your memory on an old tradition. And tell me if you think this is a different, deliberate government thing. You remember in the old days when there were earthquakes and hurricanes, the first thing you'd hear on a TV broadcast would be reports from ham radio operators say that here's the situation there. You notice during Hurricane Katrina, you didn't hear any first reports from ham operators.
Because they were admittedly jamming it.
Right. The thing that's going on is, you know.
No, they said to make sure we're in control completely. We jam communications and they cut police lines, and so they can have a bigger disaster to get more funding.
Right. Well, the thing is, when FEMA got folded into this Homeland Security thing, in the old days, government agencies used to rely on ham operators for what they call primary communications. And what that means is, when all the civilian systems went down, hams would go to the police department, the fire department. And help
yeah, but you can't have citizens involved with officials. Officials can't touch citizens. Citizens are scum.
Correct. You know, ham radio operators used to be like the MacGyvers. You know, they could take two light bulbs and get a transmitter working in Morse code, just like in the Independence Day movie when they used Morse code to get around the world when everything else failed.
That's actually what the submarines, and they also have ultra-low frequency. But
get this. FEMA brings in five satellite phones, they say, down to Katrina, and four of them got wet. You know, if hams were involved, we would have just dried the damn things out and used them. Did you know if you get electronics wet, that all you got to do is put it in an oven at 125 degrees for 3 hours and not turn it on once while it's wet, and it'll start working again? Obviously, the FEMA guys didn't know that. Now,
well, actually, an average person doesn't think of this from an evil position. They openly jammed police communications as the storm hit. This was a huge op. The city had been federalized years before. This was a huge op.
I lived in Austin in 97 for 2 years. The first time I saw you was on a local cable TV program. I'm back up in Connecticut now, and I lost touch with you and your conversations until I heard you one night on George Nuri on Coast to Coast.
That show is so great. You know, they wanted me on Friday night. And
right. You've got to go on there as often as you can. In fact, I'm going to call into George and ask him to have you come back on. And
you knew they wanted me on Friday?
No, I didn't know. But
they wanted me on Friday.
You need to get on there more.
But I was out in the boondocks and didn't get their cell call. I've been like from around the campfire with a cell phone on Coast to Coast. But.
Well, here's the thing, and here I called in because of the cell phone thing. But here's another threat I want to make you aware of. I don't know if it's a conspiracy or not, because they always seem to take rights away in the name of convenience, like with the RFID running down the highway. Hey, we're going to track your toll and make it easier for you not to stop. Well, here's the danger to shortwave broadcasting, you know. The U.S. government can't shut off the shortwave bands, you know, because they're like natural, okay? The ionosphere is the ionosphere. But what they're going to do in the name of convenience, and they've already passed a law on it as far as I know, is there's a new technology called AM broadband. And in layman's terms, AM broadband is so like they're going to run computer communications down a power line. And guess what?
It's data transmission down power lines, and then
right.
So they broadcast.
Right. And you want to know what the side effect of that's going to be? If that
total shutdown of shortwave. Not
right.
Just shortwave,
including, sir. Including the station you're transmitting on. They won't take your license away, but if nobody can hear you because it's being jammed at the receiving end.
Let me tell you, I mean, even the AM, the National Association for AM Broadcasting, they've gone public because it's going to hurt regular AM. You know, AM is just... What do they call it over in England? Medium band. I mean, AM is really shortwave. It's just a little bit wider wave,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, well, AM is a lower frequency.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, exactly. A lower frequency of shortwave.
Right, exactly. And the point is, if they've got that all jammed, then hams are trying to do primary emergency communications and saying, you know, your satellite phones don't work in emergencies, put the guys in that have been doing it for 50 years.
Well, there's no debating that. They admit that data down power lines is going to decimate. I mean, for hundreds of miles around any power line that's transmitting, you're going to have a knockout of shortwave, and it's already interfering with AM.
Well, let me tell you how I found your broadcast, because after I heard you on George, I remembered something vaguely from one of your cable programs 8 years ago saying that you were interested in getting on a shortwave station. I said, I went down to my local Radio Shack. I bought a new digital shortwave receiver, and I just started turning the bands listening for your voice. And I found your shortwave station by doing that.
That's a beautiful story. I'm really honored that you'd be that dedicated. Thanks for the call, Dave, up there in Skull and Bones country. Phil, Jason, and Don, you know, that's all I got time for. I've really got to cover these other news items and play these clips. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Rosenbergs did not really give the bomb to the Russians. It later came out many decades later, hints that they'd been helping give them their entire technological base. You have to build up an enemy to then have a phony war with them. And it's the same thing with this London Guardian article about them giving the plans for the detonation system for an A-bomb and claiming that it was a flawed system so that when they tried to do it, it would be a big embarrassment. But then in several other reports about this same subject, it shows that just by changing a few calculations, then it does allow them to engage in this. So it's pretty scary stuff to know that our government is running around doing things like that. But again, it's not our government. Don't be naive. You can't lobby them. You can't control them. It's a big financial interest that have now tied their control to it, this whole world government they're building. I want to get into some other news here as well. Update, there are plains fires burning across the plains of Texas and Oklahoma have spread to Colorado and Arkansas. The wildfire danger that has been menacing the parched southern plains spread to Arkansas and Colorado today, where wind-swept blazes destroyed at least 9,000 homes and forced hundreds of people to evacuate, authorities said. 9,000 homes. I mean, you don't see that out in California. Fires in southern Colorado destroyed 5 homes, burned at least 6,000 acres, and forced several residents to evacuate homes not far from the New Mexico line. In Arkansas, a 3,000-mile-acre wildfire destroyed 4 homes Sunday east of Hamburg and chased nearby residents from their homes. 4 volunteer fire departments were battling the blazes, and a deputy state forester, Larry Nance, said it likely would be Monday before they could gain control, and they still really haven't in many areas because they put out some fires and more pop up. And look, back in 1999, remember how the federal government and the U.S. Meteorological Survey told the feds don't do controlled burns in 10 western states? And so they did it. And it used to even come out on John Stossel's ABC News program that Clinton still ordered it. And then when it did happen, they brought in the National Guard to help put out the fires and help the firefighters, and Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, help deal with the blazes. Nice precedent set. Now you see them in New Orleans, see. But this is an example of 9,000 homes destroyed. I mean, that is just a gigantic number. To have that many homes being destroyed. I mean, that is hard to believe. Meanwhile, I mean, did Al-Qaeda destroy thousands of homes? No, they didn't. And then you look at who Al-Qaeda is, and surprise, surprise, it's who actually has the motives, the military-industrial conflict. I corrected this again in the first and second hour. I'm going to say it again here. World Tribune, the Drudge Report, and a score of other major publications reported that Sharon was brain dead and that his son had unplugged him last Friday morning. And then over the weekend it emerged that that was not true, or at least the government saying that why he's got some brain activity and may be able to utter a few words someday. So he's a tough guy, they're saying, and he has survived. So I'm sorry I reported false info. I mean, normally when the news says somebody's dead, it's true. And so we regurgitated that information. But Errol Sharon is alive, 77 years of age. Your phone records, again, are for sale, Chicago Sun-Times, and people are going and buying police officers' phone records and finding out quite a bit. I mean, and the government allows all this. It's just total transparency. 4-year-old boy on government no-fly list. We see one of these every few days. You know, 89-year-old World War II vet, 4-year-old boy. And a lot of times they'll just say, sorry, you can't fly. Edward Allen was his name. Reaction to being on the government no-fly list should have been the tip-off that he's no terrorist. I don't want to be on a list. I want to fly and see my grandma, the 4-year-old boy said, according to his mother. But Edward Allen is a popular name, and if there's any, my dad's on no-fly list now, and he has to jump through hoops every time he flies. David Jones. There are tens of thousands of David Joneses, and it's not just a terror list. It's anybody who's even under the suspicion of ever committing a crime. And what they tell you to do is just use your initial, or then don't use your initial. It could be any of those problems. But it just shows that when you get there, the bureaucrats just don't even care. They just go, I'm sorry, no, can't. And the TSA is now going to be on the they're on the streets of America, and they're going to train the police. And this is what life will be like with the new transponders. They'll just have cop cars waiting at these hardened little bases they're going to build on the roads. This is official. And they're just there to enforce the roads as tolls. And then, you're on a list. You're on a watch list. They tried to pass this two sessions ago, like 4 years ago, that if you've said bad things about the police, quote, you're not a friend of the police, even intelligent stuff will be on the little computer. So they'll have their whole little history of you, most of it baloney, most of it bunk, and they'll have that. Well, that's the new system they're putting in, despite the fact they couldn't pass the law. They'll just swoop out behind you, and of course, on the news, it'll be, oh, they're busting lots of people who don't have their insurance. So we'll go, oh, that's good then. That's a big problem. And again, with this new driver safety program, they claimed it was for hospitals. They claimed that 49%, 49 point something, I got the documents right here in front of me. I'm going to tell my webmaster to post them after the show. But it turns out that, no, it doesn't matter even if it's the law. A pittance is going to that, and the lion's share is going to the private toll company. And I don't care if it did go to trauma centers. We got plenty of money for these hospitals. It's that there's scams, you know, being run at the hospitals and all sorts of layers of bureaucracy. You know, back when we were free, everything was a lot cheaper. Why is it so expensive now? Four-year-old on government, no-fly list. How do you like this? They want to put RFID on all letters, and the Postal Service is starting some of this with a little sticker they put on there that's got a little RFID in it, and then it tracks the whole history of who you mail and what you do, and then gives them a picture of, quote, networks. I remember whenever my family, I had some family lived in Guatemala, and they'd send us letters, and they were always ripped open unceremoniously. Half the time didn't have the letter in them. Maybe had a piece of tape over the top, but they were being nice. Well, we get to live like that here, too, but the border stays wide open. MSNBC, Homeland Security opening private mail. Retired professor confused, anger when letter from abroad is opened. A professor got a letter from his Catholic counterpart, 81-year-old retired University of Kansas history professor, received a letter from his friend in the Philippines, a Catholic priest, and it had been torn open and looked at. But, folks, that's nothing. I mean, that's absolutely nothing. I mean, they tear mail open here. I mean, you got to be kidding. And Canada is worse than China or Germany or England. I mean, Canada rips open about half the packages we send, and I've gotten letters back from them that say this is anti-government material, is not allowed. So there's your freedom. Okay. Here's one out of WorldNet Daily up on PrisonPlanet.com. Lock them up to die. Prison bird flu plan. Government prepares for sealed-off facilities, mass graves, men left at mercy of killer diseases. I remember seeing in the Rocky Mountain News about 4 years ago, right after 9/11, they said there was a bio attack of smallpox. Same thing would happen with the prisons, and that they, quote, have mass graves and earth-moving equipment and, quote, ovens ready. Rocky Mountain News. And it says that government planning documents obtained by New Zealand's Sunday Star Times revealed, and whatever they do, we do. It's part of the echelon group of countries, I call them, revealed draconian contingency plans drawn up by the nation's corrections department to deal with avian flu pandemic among its 7,500 prisoners. If you're serving time in New Zealand prison for serious crime, pray hard no one else in the facility becomes infected by the deadly bird flu virus, because if that happens... By the way, this goes for the general public, too. Don't think it's just prisons. The prison is going to be sealed for 6 weeks. Mass graves will be dug in the compound, and the disease will be allowed to run its course. So you will all die. You will be locked up to die. Among the scenarios under conversation is a total sealing off of affected prisons. No one goes in or out for 6 weeks. Well, that's what they're going to do with U.S. cities under Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Oh, man. I mean, I laugh at this because that's their plan, see. They're going to use the police state threat of terror to get us all into herded, compact, tracking, microchip cities where everything you do is tracked and traced. Been making films about it for 8 years. Been covering it here on the show. Now it's going in. And then as soon as they got us all locked down the cities real good, then the first plague will hit. And it'll only kill, you know, 100,000. And then they'll have a big police state, and they'll big police state move and shut down and shooting of people running quarantine and lots of that. And, oh, but it'll keep us safe. And then a few years later, the next attack hits. And it'll dwarf that one. And it's mainly going to be in the third world and other countries, but it'll be here, too, for control. And we'll watch billions die with these designer weapons. And they'll have some bearded Muslim on TV. They'll even capture him, and he'll even confess to it, why they did it. I mean, this is their plan, and they've said it. And see, once they've got us chained down in the cities, this prison thing's a microcosm of that. Once they got us all blocked off, they're going to do it. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it, and I'm sorry if you don't want to know about it. This is their official plan. So I thought you had a right to know. And I know, don't believe me till it happens. I understand. But maybe when it happens, you'll know how to fight them. Maybe when it happens, you'll know who did it. A long time from now, maybe that state trooper laughing at me right now hit his knees and finally be a man and wake up and start crying for what a piece of trash he is, for not listening to me and not getting involved. Maybe that judge listening right now who thinks he's immune will remember what I said. Maybe that bureaucrat, maybe that Dell Computers employee that's laughing right now listening. I'm just randomly, you know, cross-section of society. Maybe people out there that thought it was all funny and who ignored everything else I talked about that's come true now. And I'm not prophetic, folks. I understand their program. I mean, when Prince Philip and Ted Turner and the World Trade Organization and the IMF and the UN Food Program and Dr. Peter Singer, the head of Princeton, when they all say it, baby, and when they all write books about worldwide eugenics extermination programs, I pay attention because I see everything they say being implemented. When Nobel Prize winners go public about finding cancer viruses and AIDS viruses in the vaccines, they give Indians and India and Africans. When that goes public, it's all public. Do you understand? I know you understand, but I mean, this is why I'm freaked out. And I just don't even care about myself anymore. It's all about exposing this. This is so dastardly and so evil and so ridiculous. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's so off the charts. Oh, man. So I just want to tell the police this, the enforcers, people that are going to go along with this, people that trust your government. They've admittedly tested lethal weapons on us 3,000 times, and they authorize its use in U.S. Code, Title 50. Listen, I know you got a pad of paper right there. Don't roll your eyes. I want you to write this down, okay? U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. You know how memory is. I got to say it fast or I won't say it properly. Write it down. You only got the first part. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. It authorizes the lethal use of chemical, biological, and radiological weapons on the American people for any reason. And that's just an authorization after they got caught back in the 70s doing this stuff before. Then they just passed a law. Well, you can pass a law saying you can, you know, kill whoever you want and do whatever you want. It doesn't mean it's okay. So long down the road, if we don't stop this, I think we may be able to if you listen now, but long down the road, when you've lost your family, when you've lost everything you've got, and you thought you'd be safe serving the system, I want you to remember. I can at least have that solace that when you're being judged with the rest of us, that you'll remember. That you'll remember what I told you. I'm telling you right now, choose sides. I'm telling you right now, quit playing games. I'm telling you right now, quit denying what's going on. When it's in the U.S. Code that they can kill us. And in fact, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, I know you're listening right now. I'm not whining. I've got about 30 things I've got to do after this show ends today, and I don't know if I can do them all, but I really want to write an article about the Trans-Texas Corridor and these... How that this point system and how you pay it directly to a foreign Spanish company. They're even going to have them levy in the money. It's just so humiliating. I want to write an article on that. I wrote an article years ago about U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. And I mean, somebody needs to write articles about that. I can't do it all. I'm not that good. I'm actually just a normal person who just can see stuff clearly. And I am exhausted by this. I'm freaked out by this. I just want to go fishing. I want to hang out with my family. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to football games. You really want to know. It just makes me sick. I'm totally freaked out right now. I mean, I got to watch these inbred, sick people who are so evil on the surface, who commit so many crimes, who brag about how they're going to corral us and enslave us, and those they don't kill, they're going to put on drugs and dumb down. And I just got to know that the average Dudley Do-Right state trooper who will implement all this, you know, incrementally, they just think they're good, and they wouldn't tell a lie, and they wouldn't chop down the cherry tree. And I realize, and you know, they wouldn't chop down the cherry tree and tell a lie. And you know what? It's just their ignorance empowers the New World Order, that bureaucrat, that city manager. The people that go along with this fraud, I just don't know what to say. I got to move quick here. I got a few other articles. Phil in Chicago, you've been holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'm just get on back onto the topic of track and control. Here in Chicago, they've got this new system. They've been installing it for a while, but they're about to fully enact it with the public transportation, and basically, you're going to have to buy one of their cards to use the bus, to use the L. And
then what about Easy Pass? If you don't accept the Easy Pass transponder on your dash, then it's double the price.
Exact same thing.
It's like in England, it's £2,500. They say it's voluntary to have the national ID card because they can't pass it, but they're going to give you a £2,500 fee that's equivalent to $5,000.
Yeah, they literally doubled it. You could take $2 cash and have two transfers for the year ended now. $2 gives you one ride. Now you have.
No, yeah. And I mean, I'm not going out of know. All people will know what you're saying is true. And then on top of it, they're just going to phase it out in 2 years. It's official. Look, there's not going to be people at the checkout lanes within 5 years or shorter. I mean, if they have their way, we'll all be dead in 10, 15 years, anyways. I mean, they're going to kill us. They killed 60 mil in China. Our government now admits they put Mao in. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, on the other side.
Well, just quickly on the other side, because there's even more stuff I want to plug on the, it's there's not enough time.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
¶¶
these clips. One was of the difference in Watergate and the way they grilled them, and today, where they're openly caught in lies, and then the Congress is so afraid they don't even ask questions or they're in bed with them. Let's play that one clip, though, of Bush, where he's talking about he's at the military hospital, and he's talking about how he's been injured by a tree, making jokes in a hospital, people with their arms and legs blown off. Go ahead and roll it.
It's full of healers and compassionate people that care deeply about our men and women in uniform. I'm just overwhelmed by the great strength of character of not only those who have been wounded, but of their loved ones as well. And so thank you all for bringing great credit to our country. As you can probably see, I was injured myself, not here at the hospital, but in combat with a cedar. I eventually won.
So there you have it, folks. That's it's all real funny. Just everything. And the point is, he's making this big heartfelt thing, and he just shifts into it. Folks, Calbin Pure Soap Company, you really do need to give them a call. It's CalbinPureSoap.com. We have a big fat link. They have a bunch of special deals up there for our listeners to get little starter packs or little test packs to see what the soap's like. It's soap. It's not chemicals. It's not detergent. And you can, on average, what is it, like save 80%+ because it's triple concentrated. It doesn't eat holes in your clothes. We use it. I use Calbin Pure Soap. CalbinPureSoap.com, or give them a call at 1-800-340-7091 and ask them about all the specials they've got going. And find out with their literature what's in regular detergents and the things you're using. I mean, it's just crazy. 800-340-7091 or CalbinPureSoap.com. Go check out all the specials. I want to try to jam these final people in. Phil, finish up real fast what you were saying from Chicago.
Yes, and before I moved to Chicago, I was raised in New England. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and there is, getting back to these, you know, the occult practices of the elite and whatnot, in Massachusetts, there is a whole hospital, children who have been abused sexually by people practicing satanic ceremonies. I mean, there's a whole hospital for kids like this.
Well, it's like Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Hostel, is about elite people kidnapping folks to sacrifice them in Europe. It's number one movie right now. Because, folks, they really do that. It's been in, say, the Times of London, where they break into a whole castle and there's all these women in cages. I mean, starving to death, dead bodies. And it's just kind of footnote. Well, another satanic castle was raided. No big deal. Thanks for the call. Well, one of them, the last time I saw it was in Burgundy, France. Jason in Maryland, quickly, go ahead, then I'll go to Don in KC. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, Alex. I was just watching CNN today because Know Thy Enemy, and they had a senator on there. I wrote his name down, but I can't find it. But he was telling us how the Constitution is a living document and not a lawyer's document. It's not a legal document, but a living document, which is to be interpreted by the sitting, you know, judges.
Yeah, they got a bunch of guys with machine guns that will come tell you driving's a privilege, owning a gun's a privilege. Thanks for the call. Don and KC, last caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I was hoping to hear any thing a little noisy here, but you're just talking about the TSA bureaucrats recently and how they don't care. They have these regulations and all. I think they're training us for a Kafka-like world that where they don't have to give a reason, a rational reason for anything they tell us to do.
No, you're right. They're setting the precedent where, we say a four-year-old can't fly.
Right. And this, I don't know if they have the time, but the reason I called in was you got a call last hour from somebody named Adam regarding Bill O'Reilly on the Letterman show.
Yes.
And I just want to give you a heads up about this. I don't know how important it is, but I know you're pretty busy. And I don't want to see your reputation.
Well, you know what? It's too late. It's too late. We're out of time.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.